On July 3rd, I attended one of three vigils that PECUN, CAUSA, and other organizations held in St. Paul, Portland, and Hermiston to commemorate the life of Sebastian Francisco Perez, a 38-year-old Guatemalan farm worker who died on June 26th while working in the fields at Ernst Nursery and Farms in St. Paul during a record-breaking heat wave. Perez had arrived in the U.S. in May from Guatemala and was working to pay for fertility treatments for his wife back home in Guatemala. PECUN and CAUSA ask that people call OSHA and demand extreme weather protections for farm workers. The toll-free number for OSHA is 1-800-922-2684. The Portland vigil was held in front of the Guatemalan consulate in North Portland.
My name is April Alvarez. I work at PECUN, Oregon's Farm Worker Union, and today we are here to honor Sebastian Francisco Perez's life. And not only just honor his life, but also ensure that we take action after the horrific events that happened. Sebastian fue un esposo, un hijo, hermano, y miembro de la comunidad en Ixcan, Guatemala. Sebastian was a husband, a brother, a son, and a member of the community in Ixcan, Guatemala. Today, we are here to take action. Hemos pedido a Oregon OSHA que adopte reglas de emergencia desde marzo. PECUN has asked Oregon OSHA to adopt emergency rules since March. Ahora que alguien ha fallecido por el calor extremo, quieren tomar acción. Now that someone has died from extreme heat, they want to take action. Nosotros exigimos que las protecciones deben incluir acceso a agua limpia y fresca, áreas de descanso sombradas, descansos pagados adicionales cuando la temperatura superan los 90 grados. We are asking OSHA to provide access to clean and fresh water for our farm workers, to provide areas with actual shade for our farm workers to rest, to actually have paid breaks additional when, especially when the heat is exceeding 90 degrees. Vamos a pasar hojas para comprometerse a tomar acción y asegurar que Oregon OSHA adopte reglas de emergencia fuertes para el calor excesivo y el humo de incendios forestales. Here today, we are going to pass these flyers for all of you to take action and ask OSHA to pass these emergency rules now. My friend Cassie, who also works at PECUN, will be passing these along. And it's so important that we take action now and actually ask OSHA to pass these emergency rules. We have been asking OSHA since March to take and stand up for our farm workers, and they lacked to do that. The time is now. We have to do it now. Thank you all so much for being here. I really appreciate everyone honoring Sebastian's life, but now we need to take action in order to make sure that this doesn't happen in the future to our farm workers who serve us every day. Thank you.
Now if you all can help me do a chant and just follow along. ¿Qué queremos? Reglas de emergencia. ¿Qué queremos?
Reglas de emergencia.
¿Qué queremos?
Reglas de emergencia.
¿Cuándo las queremos?
Ahora.
¿Cuándo las queremos?
Ahora.
Sebastián Francisco Pérez, 7 veces. Sebastián Francisco Pérez.
Sebastián Francisco Pérez.
Sebastián Francisco Pérez.
Sebastián Francisco Pérez. Sebastián Francisco Pérez.
We also wanted to add that there is a GoFundMe page for Sebastián's family on PECUN's Facebook and Instagram. Please, if you can support Sebastian's family, we would really appreciate it. Thank you.
The Honorary Consul for the Government of Guatemala, Martha Guendez.
Buenas tardes.
Unfortunately, we have lost a Guatemalan son. The government of Guatemala and myself are working together to support in any means with the families of Sebastian. I have here with me Sebastian's mother and his wife. Aquí tengo conmigo a la esposa y también a la mamá, la señora María, y ella quiere personalmente darle las gracias a todos ustedes que están aquí presentes por su amor, por su paciencia y por justicia por su hijo. Eso es lo que me dijo que dijera, pero ella quiere dárselos. So she wants to thank everybody here who is here for your love and for mobilizing and for justice for his son.
I spoke briefly with Patty Verdos, Communications Director of PICCOON.
Working with OSHA, we hope that they do show up and they follow through, and it doesn't take somebody else's life for them to finally step up the game.
The day that he died, it was, what, 115 degrees, something like that?
Yeah, I believe in Salem it was between 113 and 115, and we're mad, we're devastated, and we need OSHA to step it up.
How old was he?
38. Very young. Very young. He left his mother, brothers, and a wife back in Guatemala.
And again, the toll-free number for OSHA is 1-800-922-2684. That's 1-800-922-2684. This has been Desiree Helgers for the Olmo Variety Hour.